Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Ek het gisterand met Bux Venter van Bux Bouwerke gesels oor die voorval hier in Johannesburg waar iemand 'n boorgat gesink het in Kilani. En toe word daar sommer in die Gautrein tonnel ingeboor. Nou dit het konsternasie veroorsaak, want die boorgat het nie die nodige goedkeuring gehad nie, maar dit het ook gebleik uit die gesprek dat daar baie boorgate in Johannesburg is wat onwettig kan wees. En die vraag is nou, wat moet huishoudings en ondernemings doen om hulle boorgate wettig te kry? Ntatisi Modingwane is a woordvoerder van die Johannesburgse metro. Ntatisi, thank you so much for your time. Before we look into how residents can legalize their boreholes, what is the latest about this one that actually disrupted the Gautrain service between Park Station and Rosebank?
Yes, thank you very much, and good afternoon to the listeners as well. Yes, we sent our inspectors to the premises, and it was confirmed that there is a transgression. And in terms of the land use scheme, as well as the bylaws for public health, and the regulations that regulate boreholes, because you must remember that there's a whole lot of pieces of legislations. Others are governed by the national government, mm-hmm. Others are local government. So we have an option as a city in terms of the land use scheme. The land use scheme gives us an option of, it gives us two options. One is to issue a fine to the perpetrator, and then the perpetrator must just pay that fine. But looking at the extent of the damage, the maximum fine that we can issue as the local municipality is about 15,000 rands. Okay. So the second option that we have is to give a notice of transgression, which will be referred to the municipal court, mm-hmm. And once the person has been subpoenaed, that's when we can get fines that are higher than 15,000 rand that can be comparable to the damage that has been caused. So we are opting for that route. We are taking this matter to court, and then we are going to ask for reasonable
punitive. Mm. Yeah. Do you have any idea how many boreholes there are in Johannesburg and how many are legal or registered with the metro?
The number that we have so far is about 500 of the ones that we know. But after these incidents, it became evident that there might be a number of other boreholes. So there's going to be a team that is going to be set up to be doing routine inspections on various properties, just to do a proper audit and really come up with proper numbers so that we deal with issues of illegality. But also, it's not about just punishing people. Our approach is to say where there is a borehole that has been done, but processes not have been followed. We're going with an approach of trying to assist to regularize that mishap that happened.
So what if somebody has a borehole and it is not registered? What is the process for that person to legalize the borehole?
My advice is that they must contact our Department of Development Planning, the land use section, so that they can be advised on the processes. Because if I say to a person they must go to other departments, it will take a very long time, because there's a regulation that is governed by the National Department of Water and Sanitation in relation to the application process. But if you do it with your local municipality, we do the process this parallel, because we all have to give consent in terms of the borehole drilling.
I think there are much or many more than 500 boreholes in Johannesburg. But what is this city's approach towards boreholes? Do you encourage it? Are you because there are many, many suburbs with significant water problems.
No, given the water challenges, especially in Gauteng in general, we're not anti boreholes. We do encourage alternative sources of water. However, we want that to be done in a regulated fashion so that we do not find ourselves one day having disasters like sinkholes, because in one of the clauses in our regulations is that we will not allow or give consent for drilling of a borehole in a dolomitic land, for example. So we're trying to avert future natural or man-made disasters, because it won't be natural after it has been, the land has been disturbed by through drilling by human.
Ntatisi, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Ntatisi Modingwani, hy is 'n woordvoerder van die Johannesburgse Metro. So die boodskap is, as jy boorgat het en hy's onwettig, gaan sien maar die Metro. Daar is 'n proses wat gevolg moet word. Maar ons sal interessant wees om hierdie storie dop te hou.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.